Hello? How are you? Well, I think Abel Hammond did a good job, and I think it protects our interest without, but on the other hand, maybe it's going to help.
I do, too, and I'm writing you a personal confidential letter about certain paragraphs in it, which I know you're familiar with, but then I thought that's what you want me to do.
Right, right.
But I'm in complete agreement with what it provides, because my goodness, life may be
Well, I think that's the whole, I think that's just to see where we go and see what happens with China. I think that's our...
Well, I'm congratulating you on getting that thing done.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mr. President. That's very generous, and I'm going to make a little...
Confirming what I'm saying to you now.
Good, fine. Well, I think that anything you say about it will be very helpful.
Well, I'm not going to say anything publicly, but you're giving permission to do it.
Yeah, well, I think... Well, no, but I tell you what, I'm going to make a speech tonight. Then any time you could say anything would be very helpful.
I'll be glad to do it.
Fine, when
I'm going to the St. Louis tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the American Legion Convention.
Yeah.
If you think that's a good...
I can't imagine a better.
I'll make some statements on the subject, which is satisfactory to you all in connection with the letter, which I'll send you to get in the morning.
That'd be very helpful.
Well, I want to do it the way you want it.
Well, fine. Well, if you could say something tomorrow, I think that would really give us a lift.
I'll be glad to say it. I thought maybe Sunday morning papers might be a good place to say it.
Oh, good. That's fine, President. Well, you sound in good shape.
All right. It's all right. The only trouble with me is that the main difficulty I have is to keep the wife satisfied.
Well, that's all right.
Well, you know how that is. She's very much afraid I'm going to hurt myself. Well, you know I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Comfort, but then I want to do whatever will be helpful to you.
Well, that's fine. I think anything you can say tomorrow will be very good.
All right.
Thank you very much. Right. Neil?
Yes?
I don't like to call George Meany unless I have to, of course, because, you know, you can only go to the well so often.
Yeah.
Is this one of the times I should?
I think not. I could call him and suggest again the possibility. Oh, no, I'd simplify it.
Well, he's not going to go up, is he?
Yeah, no, he's going to ask, though, for permission to go up next week.
Well, why doesn't he send B. Miller up in this?
He's simply sending up a message today, and I think that we could arrange for him not to go up.
The other thing would be not to go around telling the labor boys that this is, you know, that B. Miller around saying this marks you NG if you're no good if you vote for the other plan.
Have you had some report of that kind?
No, but, carried to that. The Brotherhoods would be doing that, but the AFL-CIO would say, well, this is the thing we prefer, but, I mean, we're not saying you're sons of bitches if you vote for the Kennedy program.
George says that he will not put anything in the form of opposition to our plan. He'll put it all in terms of affirmation of his plan.
Yeah, and if they ask, just ought to be good. Fine. Well, I think if he controls B. Miller, because, you know, they get to B. Miller and he goes around.
Well, George went out of his way to say he did not want to be in a position of saying, of rejecting our plan. He wanted him simply to be affirmative.
Fine.
I would not call him.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Find out. I hate to call most of these fellas, big business types, and ask them to do something for which they've never even heard. So I didn't know whether you or John could warn them.
Oh, surely, I'd be delighted to.
Okay.
Do you want me to start with Greenwald?
Well, I think we could start with Eugene Black, because he's the most sort of public-minded figure, at least in the public's mind, and would be, he'd be, of course, terrific.
Mr. President, I believe that Monday night, John and I will have dinner with C.R. Smith, the president of American Airlines, and Bill Allen of Boeing. We understand that those two have been talking about this project. Would you have any objection if I waited until after dining with them?
No, that's fine. Good.
Tuesday, I will try to get in touch with Gene Black. Tuesday night, Max and Paul and I are going to Germany, as I think you know, for three or four days. But I'll try to get this done before I leave on Tuesday.
Okay, fine. Well, I think if we can just lean back, of course, the idea, he might be able to fit it into his schedule. I guess he's not that... Might not be.
I think he would enjoy it.
Yeah.
I would find it a fascinating project if I were a business.
Well, maybe you can sell it to him. Good. Okay.
Try,
thanks a lot.
I'll do it Tuesday and I'll call you back.
Right. All right. Those kids are cute.
Oh, gee, there must have been like 20 up there.
Yeah.
And, it was a wonderful sort of seat cushion with this great in.
Oh, was it?
Yes, he talked about the election because he wasn't supposed to.
But the papal election?
Yeah, and Bobby questioned it just like like he was reviewing the Democratic convention. Cushing told him that each ballot they had to sign an oath saying that they swore to God that the man that they were naming as their choice was the man that they felt was the best candidate with hope to end. And Montini didn't have enough votes for five ballots, so Bobby said, How can you sign an oath like that and then change your vote in the next ballot? Yeah. Well, maybe you change your mind about who the best man is from one ballot to the next.
Yeah.
So it's not too different.
How many pages are you doing on this?
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Did you enjoy the weekend up there?
Oh, it was very good. Well, that's only fair.
I don't know how you go out and shoot. I play more than you do, and I can't break 100.
Well, especially with all this. Well, have you got something out of that then?
Huh?
You look like a pretty good baby.
Yeah, that's great.
Of course, we'll know more about him later.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, fine.
Better than I've ever heard anybody else say.
No? Okay, fine. Thanks. Hello?
Mr. President.
Yeah.
2 points. The first one, the Soviets have proposed that the three governments invite Utant to come over for the signing. It's a little hard for us to say no to that one. There could be some advantages, but the disadvantages of saying no would be pretty serious, I think.
Is he going to sign it then?
No, he wouldn't sign it. He would be present for it.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably
all right. Now, the point here is, though, that if Utant goes, then this raises to a new level of sensitivity.
I think then if Utant goes, then Adlai can go.
I think he ought to go.
If Utant goes.
Right.
But that ought to be the condition.
All right.
And it ought to be sold on that basis that if Utant's going to go, then Stevenson can go.
All right, fine. Well, we'll check that out.
What is the State Department going to put out on de Gaulle? What's the sort of line?
Well, we haven't... we thought here that we would not... do anything today on this that you might want to come in your press conference, but we're studying it. I mean,
that will be our line that we're analyzing.
Right, because it's a pretty long statement and it has a lot of subtleties in it that we've got to think about.
Say it has, right? Okay.
All right, fine. Right.
I have George Mahon with me, and I told George how you were concerned about the $2 billion cut.
Right.
Would you talk with him for
yeah,
a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Right, fine.
Ms. Brazza.
George, how are you?
Oh, fine, fine. John was just talking to me about the defense budget cut.
Well,
you, of course, were out of the country part of this time
sure.
and so forth. Now, actually, of this $2 billion cut, about half of it is paper.
I see.
Paper
right.
cut because the authorization had been cut, so we couldn't, that's half billion we couldn't have appropriated. And then we voted to delay some projects because they weren't actually ready to go to contract, we felt. Now, there were some cuts in the personnel appropriation, which I think probably can't be justified. And
right.
McNamara has asked for a reclama on about half a billion of this.
Right, right.
And I don't think we're hurt here, but now I'm perfectly agreeable to working closely with you and Bob McNamara on this matter.
Well, what I was saying this morning, what I'm concerned about is that on the one hand, we got this business in Korea, and
yes.
then the Russians could go sour any day there. I have no confidence in them. I think we ought to pursue with them what we can because we don't know what it will bring. But I'm always conscious that it could go as bad as it's gone in the past. And then I didn't want to look like the Democrats cut the military because you know how the American people are.
Oh,
one month
yeah.
later, they're saying, well, why didn't you do more? And, then I noticed an article in U.S. News and World Report last week which said about the Democrats, which was inaccurate, but which sort of suggested the Democrats were disarming too much.
Yes. Well, now, that's what has worried me, this armament talk. So.
That's right. I think we ought to stay very strong, and then we ought to be willing to talk. That should be our posture. But I wouldn't want to have them get us on the grounds of, and I think one of the most creditable things that we've been able to do is this build-up of our military strength. And I think if we are able to talk, one of the reasons is because we can say, well, because we've done a lot in the military. So I'm anxious that we maintain that position
well,
to the extent possible.
I agree with you 100%, and I think one of the reasons why you've been able to make some progress here in this test ban thing,
that's right, is because they think we get
is
some.
Is that we have gone up about $7 billion in programs,
right.
and this is something they can understand.
Right. Well, that's what I'm right here. As a matter of fact, George, what's your suggestion as to how we can, what the best way to try to work it out so that we make sure that we're not, as I say, we may be in trouble in Korea in a week, so we want to be sure that we're looking.